This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The nation celebrates its 79th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument, Mr. Modi saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying that the operation is a powerful testament to the valour and precision of country's armed forces. He said the government gave the armed forces a free hand, allowing them to strategize, set the target and decide the timing.
22 तारीख के बाद हमने हमारे सेना को खुली छूट दे दी. रणनीति वो तय करे, लक्ष्य वो तय करे, समय भी वो चुने और हमारी सेना ने वो करके दिखाया जो कई दशकों तक कभी हुआ नहीं. सैकड़ों किलोमीटर दुश्मन की धरती पर घुस करके आतंकी हेडक्वार्टर्स को मिट्टी में मिला दिया.
Mr. Modi said that India has now decided blood and water will not flow together. The Prime Minister said that India will no longer tolerate nuclear blackmail. The Prime Minister said that the government is now working towards making India a self-reliant and developed nation. He said the foundation of Viksit Bharat is Atmanirbhar Bharat, and today India is building a modern ecosystem across every sector. In nuclear energy, Mr. Modi said that 10 new nuclear reactors are progressing rapidly, and by 2047, the government is moving forward with the resolve to increase the nuclear energy capacity by more than 10 times. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced the rollout of Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana with an outlay of around 1 lakh crore rupees for the youth of the country. Prime Minister also said that over the past 8 years, the government has undertaken a major reform in GST and it is bringing next generation GST reforms very soon.
पिछले 8 साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया. पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया, टैक्स की व्यवस्थाओं को सरल किया और 8 साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें. हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया, राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया. हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं. ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे. सामान्य मानवीय की जरूरतों के टैक्स भारी मात्रा में कम कर दिए जाएंगे.
Prime Minister Modi said that India will launch Mission Sudarshan Chakra to create a powerful weapon system to thwart any attempt by enemies. Mr. Modi said in the next 10 years, by 2035, this national security shield will be expanded, strengthened and modernized.
Ab desh Sudarshan Chakra mission launch karega. Ye Mission Sudarshan Chakra ek powerful weapon system दुश्मन के हमले को न्यूट्रलाइज तो करेगा ही करेगा, लेकिन कई गुना ज्यादा दुश्मन पर हिट बैक करेगा. आने वाले 10 सालों में हम उसको प्रखरता से आगे बढ़ाना चाहते हैं.
Earlier, before reaching the Red Fort, Mr. Modi visited Rajghat and paid tributes to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive cloudburst struck a remote mountain village of Paddar subdivision in Kishtwar district yesterday, killing at least 45 people, including 2 CISF personnel and many Machel Mata pilgrims. More than 120 people have been rescued so far. Scores of people are said to be still missing. A large-scale rescue operation is underway by NDRF, SDRF, police, army and local volunteers. The disaster struck Chashoti, the last motorable village en route Machel Mata temple yesterday. U.S. President Donald Trump will meet his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin at the U.S. Joint Military Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage, Alaska today. Ahead of the summit, Trump said he believes Putin is ready to end the war in Ukraine, but peace would likely require at least a second meeting involving Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In athletics, India's Ankita Dhyani has clinched the women's 2,000-meter steeplechase race at the Grand Slam Jerusalem 2025 meet in Israel. And that is the end of this news bulletin.